There we go. Had technical issues, which delayed us. Now that in the video it says podcast weekly up in the top corner, and I'm supposed to change that till it says Taiwan special in the top corner. I know that that's so important to both of you. All right, this week, Jussie Smollett. What do I think of him? Well, probably be good to go to Pacific Daily Times and read the what is it, the editorial. Yeah, go read the editorial, Pacific Daily Times. I initially didn't pick up the story at the Times. I saw it and I was like, I mean, at first I was like, what is this? The actor, you know, part of an attack. And I'm like, what was the actor attacking or being attacked? I remember looking at, I think it was some news story, local station in Chicago or something. I first picked it up, which would make sense. And I couldn't, from the news story, when it first broke, I couldn't figure out what had happened because it wasn't, it was all sensationism. Actor is involved, you know. Oh, really? And involved with what? You know, I just, an attack, you know, an actor got attacked. Why do I care that it was an actor? How about it was a human? Someone got attacked, you know? So I looked at this and I just, that was the first thing that I just couldn't figure out what it was. So I'm like, well, you know, forget this. I'm not including this. That was the first thing. And then later on, you know, actor from TV show, which I never watch, got attacked by, and I was like, this is boring. I said, this is boring. Some guy got attacked, because of some prejudice. Like, that's not news. Like, that happens. That's very bad and very terrible, but very normal. It's not news. See, news is supposed to be special or report worthy. Someone getting attacked because someone else is an idiot, that's all too common these days. So I just looked at the whole thing, and there was all this stuff about, well, it's because he was homosexual, and the other people, and I'm like, look, I did not contribute to the problem. I did not contribute to the wolf crying, crying wolf. I did not contribute to any of this in any way because I'm not a prejudiced person. There are Christians that get yelled at for being Christians all the time. There are pro-lifers who get yelled at for being pro-lifers. There are pro-choicers who get yelled at for being pro-choicers. There are communists who get yelled at for being communists, and there are conservatives who get yelled at for being conservatives all the time. And it wasn't interesting to me, so I didn't pick it up. So, what do I think of Jussie Smollett? I think he's a fake Jesse. I think that he's trying to be cool like us Jessies, J-E-S-S-E. He's trying to be cool like us, but he spelled the name wrong. He's trying to be similar to us, but different. And that's what I think. Other than that, I really don't have an opinion on this nonsense that happened, other than that it was incredibly predictable. Remember the homosexual pastor guy from Texas, went into Whole Foods. The story is, there's no admission on this. You got one guy who had a lawsuit. Whole Foods sued him back saying you faked it. So if you put all that together, what it kind of sort of maybe looks like maybe might have happened, according to him dropping the lawsuit and apologizing, and then Whole Foods driving their countersuit as a result, like, well, he's not suing us and he apologized, so we don't have reason to sue him. But it looks like he ordered a cake that said God or love wins, went home, tampered with the thing, wrote fag in the center, and then reclosed the box, and then made a video, and we got all emotional. They call me a fag. When actually the person who decorated the cake was part of LGBTQIA. So, like, that was a thing. I don't know. I don't know. He was African-American, I believe. So then you got this Jesse wannabe named Jussie. George, I do think that Jussie is a Jesse wannabe name. That's what I think. I'm sticking to it. I don't care what etymology you come up with. I don't care if the name Jussie turns out to be Celtic and more than 3,000 years old like my name Jesse is. I'm deciding that the name Jussie, J-U-S-S-I-E, is an attempt at the name Jesse. It's a wannabe. That's what I think. You want to have the coolness of being a Jesse, but you want to be different, and you want your cake and eat it too, so to speak. And I don't know. There's something about this, though. The people lying about being attacked for being homosexual seems to, or people lying about being attacked for their beliefs or whatever, because homosexuality is a belief. Because it's not a condition. It's not something you're born with. Because it's a choice, right? Because you can be whatever you want. It's a gender identity, right? Okay, so it's a belief. So someone gets attacked for their belief, and it's fake, and they're lying about being attacked. They weren't attacked at all. That seems to have an attraction to African-American homosexual men doing that sort of thing. I'm seeing a trend here. Not to mention with a wannabe Jesse name. In all humor, me cracking this joke, me making these jokes about how it's a fake Jesse. Look, everyone's supposed to make everything all about themselves, right? I mean, my grandmother was a piano player, and all the jokes, you know, she'd say, Jesse, you should never try to teach a pig how to, you know, the joke, you shouldn't try to teach a pig how to sing. Well, my grandmother was a piano player, so she'd always turn it into, you should never try to teach a pig how to play piano. You don't get much accomplished, and it really annoys the pig. So everything was about her. So what do I think of Jussie Smollett? I'm, of course, going to be joking and having fun and make it all about myself. I don't have any hatred for Jussie. It seems to be a bit histrionic what he did. I think is the word, lowercase h, histrionic. I think it'd probably be fun to meet the guy. I think he's an idiot for what he did. Oh, and I do think that they should continue to keep him on the TV series. I don't think that firing someone from a TV series, I didn't agree when they fired Kevin Spacey. That was dumb. They should man up. They should stand up. They should get their acts together. And this guy should continue being an actor on the TV program. They should only fire him for being a bad actor on the TV program. They shouldn't bring this into that. That's what I think. And he should apologize or whatever it needs to do. But I don't like firing people for what they do outside of work. I am not a fan of that. I think what he's done is the chief of police, whatever, the police officer in Chicago, I think he did. I like what he's had to say. But I think they should keep him on the set. I think it'd be fun to meet Jesse one time. I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be great to go down to McCormick and Schmidt's. I'd love, I'll tell you what, Jesse, find me. And I'll go take him down, and I'll buy a plate of wings and one of those little tiny sodas they got down at McCormick and Schmidt's. Let's see. Yeah, okay, that's what I had to say about Jesse. That's one of my. That wraps it up for today. This is funny this week because I actually talked more about Taiwan on the podcast. And here I am talking more about podcast. Well, no, podcast I've about my regular routine life, isn't it? Yeah. Well, but as an American who lived in Taiwan for 10 years, that's what I think about what happened with Mr. Smollett. See you tomorrow.